podcast on RuneCast. Today's main topic is going to be Merchantine, which is, if I do believe, Kukup's strong suit.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. And at level 3, didn't you have 1.3 mil, was it?
1.3 mil and 3k.
3k, yes. And that took you about 2 days, 3 days?
And was later stolen?
It was later stolen by our good friend, now deceased, enemy. And many people think that Merchantine is hard, but it's not. Sometimes it's time-consuming, and some days people say you can make 200k a day Merchantine. I don't know. It depends.
It's all different.
Yeah, it's all different every day, because there could be people buying it one day in some places, and most items have places, like, they're most frequently sold, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like in Varrock East Bank, you can buy and sell Runes the best. Whereas if you go to like Catherberry or something like that, you don't get like good prices and nobody's selling it. So we'll keep all those things in mind when we talk about different items. The first item that I like to talk about is probably feathers. Feathers is the most frequently used. It's the most frequently used way of noobs. And new people that are trying to make money quickly. One reason why is because you have to kill chickens when you're low level, because they're the lowest thing pretty much, and it'll help you gain levels quicker. And you, and a lot of people like them, and that's how you made your 1.3 mil pretty
yes.
much.
Yes. What you first want to do is probably go to the chicken coop, just south of Varrock, and you probably want to collect by killing chickens probably about 1,000 feathers. Then you can go sell them in. Probably on World 1 in Varrock. You can probably sell them for about 10 each, which will get you about 10k. Once you have 10k, you want to go back down to that chicken coop and start buying feathers for about somewhere under 5 gold. And if you keep doing this repeatedly, you can either even like double your money or even triple it sometimes. And you can easily get up to 100k with this. You also probably want to try out some different forums to sell them in more mass amounts.
Yeah, and of course, if you don't know what merchantine is basically buying for one price and then selling it for a greater price. So, for example, say I buy Full Rune for 160k, then I go and sell it for 200k, that's merchantine because I just gained 40k. I've done things where I think I see a good deal and I buy it and then I can't sell it. So, I mean, you just gotta, sometimes you sell for less, but try and always sell for more. And then after feathers, I think the next thing is Rune Essence. Rune Essence can be bought and sold at East Varrock Bank, and Matt can tell you about that.
Okay, Rune Essence is where you use that Rune S to make them into runes, and it could be a really good business, but if you don't have time for that, or something else, then it's pretty good money. I usually, since I'm kind of a high level, I buy for 25 to 30.
Dude, get those chips.
What's up, Cody? For usually 25 to 30 each, then I usually go on forums or World 2 or 1, because I'm a member, and sell them for 50 each. And I make a lot of money. So if I spend like 100k on that, I can make 200k easy in like 5 minutes, because there's usually always a high demand for essence, because runes is always needed for those bloodthirsty PKers out in the wild.
Very difficult to buy though at some points.
Yeah, rune essence though. Right now it's February 10th, 2006, and rune essence is approximately 25 to 40. Depending on who you buy it from, who you sell to, but always sell for more than 30. If you get it,
bones.
And another good thing, and then bones. Bones are very good. You don't always have to buy them. Most people don't really buy regular bones. Most people buy better things such as dragon bones and stuff like that. Dragon bones or big bones sell for a lot more, such as big bones will usually sell for 200 to 400 each, depending on who you sell to, and dragon bones sell for 2 to 2.5, 2.7k each, depending again who you buy it for.
Okay.
So and another thing is you don't have to buy them and then sell them. You could always kill something and sell them, but that's not exactly merchanting.
Oh yes, I usually buy. You should go to the members dungeon of Taverly. Go to the Blue Dragons, and there I'll take nothing else, and I'll usually go buy bones. And once I have a full pack, I'll telly back to Falador and rebank them, and I keep on repeating that. And then I usually buy them there for like 2K each, because it's right on the spot. And then I will go on forums or World 2, Folly East Bank, and usually I find great deals, maybe 3K if I'm lucky each, and I make 1K per bone. It's pretty good.
It's a good that's a really good idea. I've never thought about that. And then one thing that I did, I'm a kind of high smithing level. Not too bad. I think it's 65 now. So to get my smithing up, it would take a lot. So I decided to make cannonballs because I always see people buying and selling cannonballs. So I decided that I'm going to go buy the ores, smith them into bars, and then make them into cannonballs. You can buy the two coal ores for 300 each, or 150 each, which is 300 because you need two per bar, and then the iron ores for 100 each. And then that means that for each bar, you're paying for you're paying 400 GP per bar. But then you make the cannonballs, and the cannonballs sell for 200 GP each, and each bar makes four cannonballs. So basically, per bar, you're making 400 gold. So you're doubling your money really quickly at a very fast rate. I started out with 1 mil, and I got up to like 3-4 mil pretty fast, maybe a week.
Okay, and the next thing is kind of half merchanting sometimes. I buy glories uncharged for like 80k to 70k, and then I charge them and sell them for 100k to 105k. And that
Where do you charge those?
At the Heroes Guild, Cody.
Okay, that's what I thought. At the fountain, you go down, and you go down, and you see this green area, and you go down to the fountain, use the ammy with the fountain, and then it'll be charged so you can use four teleports. Is that right?
Or yeah, four teleports. Four teleports. Cody. And usually I'll go to some non-members world and I'll buy uncut diamonds or rubies that are pretty high. Then I'll cut those and then I'll go to a members world and sell them for higher, usually double what they're worth.
Mind you, that to cut a diamond, it's 40 crafting. So you might not be able to do that, but 40 crafting isn't that much. Really isn't.
Oh, and also, one of the ones on high demand is the dragon hides. You usually in members world can maybe find people selling hides like 1k each, or if you're lucky 500 each. But then go to the forums and you can sell them for 2.5 or 2.2 to 3k each, and that is really good, and you can make lots of money doing that.
So. Yeah, but always remember that you can't get on the forums unless you're a member. But there are other places
you can't get on the forums, but you just can't.
Yeah, you can't post on the forums, so you can look for people who are buying them and then PM them in the game. Or I suggest tip.it. They have a forums. I think runehq.com.
Yeah, tip.it's pretty good.
Tip.it is good. And then, let's see, what else? There's Runeboard, which is all about merchanting. Runeboard.com. Not very many people. Me, Trent, Matt will soon join. It's great. There's like, I think there's probably 20 people that always are actively joining, but a lot of them have pea hats, Halloween mask sets. They're all really good, very helpful. And if you don't know very much, they'll help you out. It's a great forum. You could sell and buy stuff on there for them. They'll give you prize checks. It's really great.
Okay, back to merchanting. Usually, if you're pretty, you could also fletch, and that makes a lot of money. Like, if you're maybe like 45, like where I am, because I don't really fletch that much.
79, fletching.
Usually, you can sell maybe like maple or longbows unstrung. Well, you could buy logs, then you can fletch them into unstrung bows, and usually people sell them. Or you can buy bowstrings for 100 each, and then sell them for more than you bought them both together.
And arrows sell quite a lot.
And arrows sell a lot, too. And also, even if Usually if you buy, this is like if you're like kind of newbie, like when I was back when I was a member, you like buy flags for 50 each, and then you spin it, and then you go to forums and sell them for 150 each to 170 each. You make a lot of money.
Or with arrows, you can always go to the store in a members world. You can buy like mass amounts for about 5 GP each, so you can go sell them for about 15 on forums or out in Varrock, and it's...
That's bronze arrows.
Bronze arrows, and it's good money.
And, another thing that you can do that's not really merchanting, if you're looking for a little bit of experience in magic, this doesn't gain you very much money, but it'll give you experience in money in magic, and you'll get about 36 GP per item that you alk. You have to be 55 magic to high alk, but what you do is you buy some natures, and each nature costs 200 each.
Shut up.
And you gotta, and then you buy these strung U-bows, and you buy each one for 700 GP each, so that's 900 GP per elk, and you get 970 GP, so I guess it's like 70 GP per elk that you
pretty
make.
Good there, Cody.
But you get, if you do it a lot, you get some good experience and stuff like that. That's what I recommend, and I think on Lighter Twin, that's one of my guys, I have 72 magic, you can look him up, and 72 magic, and I think I started at 60-something, maybe, and I got all the way up there from alking and dueling, but that's...
Pretty good there, Cody. And another thing, if you are really rich, you can merchant some items that are usually most wanted. Like, if you bought an obscene cape for around 300k, then sell it for 400k, that's 100k per, and usually they sell a lot. And if you didn't know, but the obscene capes, if you sell them back to the store in Tazar, they actually sell for more than the shields. And so if you sold the capes back and used the toggle to buy a shield, shields are like way more than the capes. And so usually they're on high demand too, so you can make a lot of money. And also, some discontinued items like party hats, they are, a lot of people buy them. Like, if you bought a party hat, like a purple party hat for like 64 million, then sold it for 67 million, that's 3 million. Usually, you can make a lot of money.
And you don't even have to sell it for, I mean, what my friend did, he bought a blue party hat at 55 mil, and he waited 1 month, and it went up so much that he sold it for 60 mil, and that was the lowest you could sell for. So he made 10 mil, and all I did was wait. And, like, I remember when I could have bought a blue party hat for 5K. That was on Classic, of course. But I didn't have the money. And now they're 200 mil. They're inflated so fast. I think about a 1 mil a week. What do you guys think?
Yeah, probably.
A Halloween mask. Every year at about Halloween, the Halloween masks go up. Same with Santa hats. Santa hats go up too around Christmas time, as you might think. I mean, everybody wants to be festive, all that kind of stuff. Another thing that a lot of people sell, treasure trail rewards. Treasure trails are only gotten by members. Members and stuff like that, and like you get the different armors and stuff like that. You got the highway mask, the berets, buy for less than you sell for, and then that's another good thing that you can do. And there's so many things you can do.
And also, one thing, Cody, is the pages that you get from treasure trails, the Zamorak pages. If you've found someone that has just completed treasure trail, say they got a Zamorak page, buy it from them for around 100K, and then you can sell it for around 200 to 250K.
Yeah, that's a great way to make money, because those are pretty in pretty high demand and stuff like that. And my colleagues are messing around right now.
We're breakdancing.
Breakdancing, which is not part of RuneScape, but pretty much every skill in RuneScape, except for the combat skills, can make you money. I mean... And so I've got 70 mining. I can mine adamant. People will buy that on the forums. Coal is probably the most bought ore, and that's another way to make money. You guys have any other ways to make money?
Yes, I have way. This is kind of a bad way, but one of my friend's brothers, he made a way. He made profiles and then sold them, sold them as slaves for like 10K, and then you just run away. I don't suggest doing that, but he just wanted me to tell you that, and it's pretty crappy, so...
And you can always make a girl account and con money out of guys.
Yeah, you go... You make a girl account, and you go look, and you always find guys going, looking for girlfriend. You go up there, find a high-level boyfriend, and most of the time they'll give you presents. Cheap way to make money, but hey, it works. Yeah. And so, this concludes our... Merchantine / money making podcast. It's not been the as in depth as you might have liked or as I might have liked. There might be a second edition of this podcast coming out later. And again, as I said in my last podcast, I'm Raja 842, R A J A 842, and Lighter Twin, L I G H T E R T W I N, and those are both my accounts. And they're really good. And then we've got CoolCoop 58 and
my username is 0 space 58 space 0.
It's very hard to remember, and he's the one that's good at merchantine.
The legit peer.
Yeah, he's really good. I think level 27 with 40 range, 40 mage. You might want to ask him if you're got any questions about merchantine. And then we've got the clone guy. What's your exact username? Can you spell it out for us?
Master Clone 5. MasterClone5.
See you later. Peace out.